I'm Deb Morgan, the Real Relationships Expert, and I'm here on the Real Relationships Show sharing my solo sessions. These sessions are accumulation of my expertise, my experience, my thoughts, my opinion, the answers to questions I get asked in my email and on my socials, and the questions that I answer every week on my regular radio slot. So grab a drink, sit back, relax, and let's get ready to start changing your life by changing your relationship. Hello, hi Andy. Well, you certainly put the cat amongst the pigeons last week with all your talk about sex positions. We've had a number of questions as a result of that, and I want to respond to somebody who has asked to be anonymous. So I'm going to refer to them as Susan. And Susan has said that she feels under pressure to orgasm. And her partner, her husband, feels as if he is solely focused on bringing her to orgasm and giving her an orgasm. And this is something I hear quite often from women, is that they enjoy sex, but they feel under intense pressure to orgasm, not just for themselves, but because that is what their partner is focusing on. And there is so much focus at the moment on orgasm. I don't know how many adverts and messages I see online on social media about have your best orgasm, how to have an orgasm a day, why an orgasm a day is important for your health. And those messages actually aren't helpful. They are designed to shock, they are designed to get attention, but it is not vital to your health that you have an orgasm every day. It can be beneficial to your health, but it's not vital. And it really makes those people who don't orgasm or don't orgasm easily feel as if there is something wrong with them, feel as if they are less than. And it's in line with the same sort of messaging you get when you read those reports that say the average couple in the UK are having sex 325 times a week. You know the sorts of things I mean. And usually they are talking to younger couples who are having a lot of sex. And as we get older, our sex life gradually wanes, particularly if you're in a long-term relationship. Now, it's not everybody's relationship where the sex life wanes, but it's quite common for it to happen. And it's a natural part of being in a long-term relationship. And it takes effort and work to maintain your sex life where it was when you first got together, whether you were in your 20s or your 30s. And let's remember, our sex life is very, very different with each decade of our lives. And Susan doesn't say how old she is, but I'm going to make an assumption that she's an older woman, mainly because most women that contact me are in their mid to late 40s or 50s. However, this is also an issue for younger women who are unable to orgasm or who feel under intense pressure to orgasm. And the first thing I want to say is, let's forget about the orgasm. And if it's that bad, if you feel under so much pressure, let's take sex off the table entirely. Now, I would hope, and certainly for you, Susan, I would hope that you are in a relationship with your partner, with your husband, where you can have a really open conversation. And it's really easy to get caught up in this cycle where they absolutely want to please you. And of course, they've read all of the reports, all of the articles, all of the headlines that say you must give your woman an orgasm. And equally, as his partner, you feel obligated to show them they are doing it right. And we get caught in this cycle of pretending And there is nothing worse than being in a relationship, in a sexual relationship, where you have to fake your orgasm. It's not something I recommend. And when I find out that couples I work with do that, it's something I stop instantly. And one of the ways I ask them to get back to where they once were is to take sex off the table completely. If you're doing it on the table, I'm sure you don't have any problems. But, you know, if the pressure to orgasm is so great, let's forget about sex entirely. Let's not even have sex as part of our relationship. Let's look at all of the other ways that we can enjoy intimacy. And that can be touch, taste, smell. It can be holding hands and just getting closer to each other. Very often the couples I work with, you know, they've lost that intimacy of just holding hands when they're out and about. So without having too much information from you, Susan, I would like to give you these little bits of advice to perhaps start with. Stop putting the focus on sex. If your husband is up to it, oh goodness, I didn't mean that pun, but there we are. If your husband is open to it, suggest that you take sex off the agenda for a number of weeks, preferably a month. If you can keep it till 6 weeks, go for 6 weeks. Because that removes any pressure you're feeling, gives you the chance to know that each time you are intimate, it doesn't have to equate to sex. And then, when you finally feel that you want to have sex again, don't even consider the orgasm. Just enjoy how you feel. Enjoy feeling each other. Enjoy what is going on in your body. Allow your body to relax. And just enjoy the moment. If you want penetrative sex, have penetrative sex. But you don't need to have penetrative sex. You know, maybe you're somebody who doesn't come to orgasm through penetrative sex or clitoral stimulation. Maybe your nipples need to be stimulated more than your clitoris. Maybe you need oral sex in order to generate an orgasm. There are so many variables when it comes to sex. And without having all of that information and without being able to have a really in-depth conversation with you here, Susan, you know, I can't give you absolute direct answers to your problem. But these are the key things that I would suggest you do. Take sex off the agenda for at least 3 weeks, preferably a month, ideally 6 weeks. Enjoy intimate moments together, whether it's holding hands when you're out and about, snuggling, nuzzling into each other's neck, whatever feels intimate for you. It might even be having a bath together or something like that. Those moments where you get naked with each other, but they don't lead to sex. And then think about the other ways in which you think you might want to or can come to orgasm. And I don't know either whether you are able to bring yourself to orgasm, Susan. If you are, that's about having a conversation with your husband and a show and tell. You know, tell them, show them what it is they need to do to bring you to orgasm. And if it's just that he's not touching the right part of you, then have that conversation. If your husband is so desperate to bring you to an orgasm, it's about being desperate to please you. This is about your pleasure. So allow him to give you that pleasure by telling him what he needs to do or showing him what he needs to do. And, you know, that goes for any couple out there who are having an issue with sex, where the issue is on the orgasm, whether you are male or female, and that's what all the focus is on. Take your focus away from that. Focus on intimacy. Focus on spending time together. Focus on being naked together. Focus on all of those things that bring you closer together without sex. And then when you do feel that you want to have sex again, just enjoy it for what it is. It doesn't always have to end in an orgasm, okay? And if it ends in an orgasm for one partner and not the other, that's okay too. because we are each responsible for our own orgasms. And there could be a myriad of reasons why you're not having an orgasm. I don't know if you've perhaps had surgery, which has impacted that. You might be menopausal, that will impact things as your hormones drop. You might be older, again, that will start to impact the generation and production of various hormones. So let's take the focus off the actual orgasm and let's just enjoy the act of sex and or intimacy first. And when we have got that back, then we can look at the orgasm and ways in which we can arouse ourselves, arouse each other to have that all elusive orgasm. But it doesn't have to be all screaming, all shouting, like When Harry Met Sally, if you're old enough to remember that film and that scene. And it certainly doesn't have to be all about the orgasm at all. As long as you are happy and your partner is happy, then that is what matters. And, you know, just enjoy it. Relax and enjoy the fact that somebody loves you enough to want to bring you to orgasm. But don't make them feel disappointed if it doesn't happen. It's not a big issue. It is only a big issue if you make it a big issue between you. And it doesn't need to be. Don't forget to email andy@theloveshow.co.uk and I'll be in touch next week.
Join me in the next solo session, where I'll be intimately yours once more. I'm Deb Morgan, the Real Relationships Expert, and you've been listening to The Real Relationships Show. Don't forget to like, subscribe, support, or send me a voice message, and you might feature in a future episode.